This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical Gyros.
Don't let them make you mad. They treat you like a slave. Put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just
you
laugh.
Welcome to the Tuesday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Tuesday, and we got the Tuesday edition open lines. We got a lot to talk about. MJ, what's good?
Hey, here, good, great. Awesome. I'm
wonderful.
Good. How are you?
I'm super califragilistic expialidocious.
I can never say that like twice in a row. Is it expialidocious?
Let me see if I can get it right. Super califragilistic expialidocious. Super expialidocious. Yeah, that. Super califragilistic expialidocious.
Yes. You sound very halitosis today.
It's okay.
Good to hear.
All right. But MJ, where do we start? I mean, obviously, if people want to chime in and be part of the conversation, let's get that out of the way. Here's how.
Here can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232-325-4259-325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, MJ, 4:15 p.m. is the time. Where do we start? Because this open lines today, and we got lots to talk about. All right, let me just get this one out of the way, and then we can get off and running. To my esteemed broadcast colleague, Mr. C.A. Nuri. Listen, C.A. Nuri, let me congratulate you. Because you got 2 days in a row. You got your coworkers schooling you. Zhivago yesterday. Now, me today. Nuri. Listen, I've been at this a long time. Other ways to get ratings, other ways to get calls. You don't sensationalize on a take, because I disagree with your take today completely regarding the U.S. Embassy, regarding the letter, and regarding the opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pintard. Now, C.A., now, I can be honest with you, man. I totally read that and interpreted that totally differently. Now, maybe it's because I learned to read at St. Andrews. So, yeah, I bragged
it. Not at St. Andrews. Oh.
But what I got from that CA, all right, what Nuri, was that the embassy was like, yeah, bro, yeah, Mr. Pitt. Let me break it down in true Bahamanese. Yeah, my Mikey, we see you, Mike. Everything cool, but I don't sight the vibe. Everything copacetic. I just waiting for the invite so I could do what I got to do. Yeah, but we got to watch this crew. This crew got to watch. So, yeah, we on board. Everything cool. Once we get the official invite from the Governor General, everything is everything. You know, you done know the time. Basically, they were saying, we see you, Mr. Pintard. We know you want us to intervene and make sure it's a fair process. As soon as we get the letter from the AG, from the Governor General, we'll make it happen. But yeah, we don't know about this. We got our eyes on them already. Of course we keep an eye on them. You ain't got to worry about that. Just let the letter come and we can do it. That's the way I took it, Nuri.
Everybody's got their different...
But I noticed I spin with Nuri. I think he's trying to tap into the playbook of his mentor, Nahaja, this time of year. No, Nuri, it ain't gonna work. Call it right down the middle. Keep it 100% objective. Okay, my brother?
So you're talking about the letter?
Now, I mean, I've had some people hit me up with some, you know, acronyms for what CA stand for. And I just could say today, completely abstract. Because he was completely abstract with that point of thought. No, trust me, the embassy know about it. Mr. Pintard know how the process of the invitation goes. And the governor general knows how that thing happened. Stop trying to twist it and spin it one-sided, man. Or you keep it 100, man. Okay? All right. Now, who calls you out tomorrow, Aaron or MJ? Because, I mean, you done got Zhivago out the way. You done got me out the way. Who are you looking for to call you out next, Nuri?
Okay, so I'm just looking at the letter. And I don't think it's... I don't get what the big deal is, actually. I don't see a big deal. It's just a standard.
That's report. My whole point, MJ. Much to do about nothing. Nuri pontificating whether an invite was understood or not. Absolute ridiculosity, man.
And, well, I think it's also important to note that the date on the letter is April 14th. That means that this transpired, like, over a week ago. And the U.S. did say in the letter that they will come in and observe the elections. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Or am I missing something?
No, I just, listen, you know, sometimes when you just hear things, it's like, wow. That's clearly, you know, people interpret things different. You pick up and you read it. You take it one way. I pick it up and read it. I take it another way.
You know, it looks like they're just acknowledging that, yes, they will observe the elections.
And it's based
they're just
on interpretation.
Waiting for the invitation. They may have had it by now. They probably, likely, because we have the advance poll happening really
correct.
Soon.
But
so likely they've already received their invitation. So this is probably old, stale news. Like, I don't get it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But he's trying to paint the picture that Mr. Pintard is a political novice. He's clearly the leader of the opposition. He knows that protocol. He knows how that thing goes. He knows they have to be invited by the governor general.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And so stop wasting people's time with a bunch of spin when we need to talk about issues. Like,
yeah, but it's good to get these things on the record sometimes too, you know, like if Mr. Pintard sent them a letter and knowing the usual processes they take part. I mean, maybe it's just to get it on the record that the invitation is there and just to confirm, which they pretty much did in their response, that they will be, you know, observers of the election. So, yeah, I don't see a lot happening in that story.
Let's go to the phone lines, MJ. We got some callers. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's happening with this government, man? Why are they denying the opposition the use of the public parks? A year, the acronym was denied the use of R.M. Bailey Park.
All right, caller, I've heard the same thing, okay? And from my history of watching elections and being a long time, you know, PLP who's very disgruntled with my party now, I think I'm going to pull a Rodney and vote F&M as a PLP. I can tell you as a PLP, the PLP are on R.M. Bailey Park for one reason, fear, scared. When the PLP did their rally on R.M. Bailey Park, half the park was used. The other half was vacant behind the stage. The PLP put about maybe 1,000 people, 1,300 in the soccer stadium over the weekend, capacity 3,000. They got that troll of all trolls, Dave Major, running around talking about 10,000. Dave, please. You probably got 10,000 dead brain cells more than they got 10,000 people in that stadium, okay? I think it's fair, caller. I think it's absolute fair. I think it's desperation. And I think they don't want no part of seeing a full voters block come out from the F&M. And if you look at the amount of voters that have come out and registered and say they're coming out to vote, if I were the PLP, I would be very afraid also. And considering that they've run on a piss poor track record with that done nothing in 5 years, I wouldn't want them on the park either. I would be very afraid. I have it down as fear and more cowardice from the PLP.
Legally, could they legally deny the opposition use of public spaces?
Well, didn't you see it in the paper? They denied it, correct? So obviously they do have the power and the authority to do so.
Okay, Naughty. All right. Enjoy the rest of you.
Which in turn makes them cowards for doing so, because if you run in a competition, you want to see the best of the two. You want to see them run. You don't want to win with nobody running. Stop being cowards. Stop being yellow like the color you wear and call, ring the bell and let's see how the thing go, man.
That's right. Heal on now.
Okay. Thank you, caller. It could be, you know, I don't know if that was a short term, you're not allowed to use it because of a timing issue. So perhaps, but I would not think that from now until election day that the park is unavailable. That doesn't make any sense. So maybe it was a short term thing.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you doing? I know, I shouldn't ask how you're doing. You're doing fine because your wife already said so in the introduction.
yes, so, I did.
I'm looking from saying that I didn't understand fully what went on during the course of the day with seeing Nuri. So I wonder if you were bullying him also, you know. Since he had a different
caller, I don't bully nobody else. I call people on what I have as perceived BS. I thought Nuri had some perceived BS. I called him on it. I don't bully. Because you know what happens to bullies? They get punched in the mouth.
Okay.
I'd rather punch the bully in the mouth than be the bully.
Looking at the invitation, regardless of who makes it, or matter of fact, I am not comfortable with any invitation going to the U.S. or the U.S. government, because they're not taking care of their own democracy and democracy in the region or democracy internationally. I can understand the United Nations, CARICOM, the Organization of American States, and those other bodies. But under Trump's administration, the current administration, I don't see them being fair, and I think that they will be interfering with our internal politics.
Right. I'm sure the invitation didn't go out to just the United States. I'm sure it went out to other places like OAS as well as the United States.
So just
the
United
one
States,
part.
As a nation, it didn't go to individual. You know,
right.
There's a little situation of it with America, Canada, and Europe. Those three bodies are trying to control the Caribbean.
I hear you, caller.
They do think Guyana and so on.
Right. Okay.
And
no point. Your point is taken.
Right. I would want them to stay far. I can deal with remember the Carter, President Carter used to do a thing. You know, he's a little reputable. You had the Organization of American States, fine. United Nations as a body, fine. But this. Current administration in America do not respect the rule of law anyhow.
I mean, people will have varied opinions on it. It has been standard for the U.S. to observe these elections. I take your point on, you know, some of their own problems, but maybe just, you know, for the substance of the electoral process, you know, having as many in it is a good thing.
While I'm on that, I think there was a time when the current government, the current ruling party, supported, I think there's a party in Bermuda or something like that has a similar name and things like that. So, and I think all around the Caribbean, there seem to be parties aligning with each other and getting things or trying to help out here, there, and everywhere. The Vice President of the U.S. went to all the way in Europe there just to help Viktor Orban, but it didn't help. It didn't work. So what?
Right. Yeah. Election interference is a different kettle of fish. I agree with you. But just observing the electoral process, I think, you know, it's a separate issue.
All right, let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
First time caller. I just want to say, man, listen, we need observers. Right now, I don't care where they're coming from. We just need observers because what we have right now in government, not even the worst I've ever seen it at my age. Next one, I'm making 69, and I am really disappointed. I'm disappointed because I thought that this government would have done differently. Besides the minister administration, I thought they would have come in and make a difference in politics. This one coming and doing the same crap, making no sense. And so what's going on in this country today, Naughty, dangerous, and it's going to mess with our democracy. And I think right now, if Bahamian people don't rise up, get out of their houses, go to that polling station, vote, we're going to find ourselves being slaves in our own country. But Dr. Miles Monroe talk about it, and right now we are seeing it. I'm disappointed with many of my colleagues in the church who ain't saying nothing. All this forged documents are going on in our country. I mean, left, right, and center. It is crazy. So anybody who gets on the radio now and talk, but they don't want to see no observers from America, man, right now, I know they got some good people that come here from other areas to watch this election. Because what is being done right now, the deck is being stacked. I am afraid right now because at the end of the day, we need to save this country. And so
that's right. Every registered Bahamian needs to come out and vote and do what they need to do and save this country.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Naughty. So I'll close with this. We have a beautiful country. Country that people want to come and live. But we need right governance. And I can tell you now, I support Michael C. Pintard 110% to be the next prime minister of this country, along with a strong team of people. And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, our job is to keep their foot to the fire. But I
correct.
Believe they come in with a mindset to work and to bring some changes that needs to be done. Nobody can tell me you can't build a 5,000 homes. I'm a contractor. Now, this government ain't giving me no job. And if you get the right people in place to build, you can build 6,000 homes if you just do it in a proper manner. Thank you, Naughty and MJ, for giving
thank
me this opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger now. Good point. Yes. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much.
All right, let me get these texts in real quick, MJ. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. That's the problem, man. We have politicians getting rich and we getting poor. We don't see anything wrong with that. So sad. And look at where some of them live. It's a shame, but who to blame? But you all keep voting for the same. That sounded like 52 coming
the
through.
Poet the poet laureate. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, don't fuss nor fret. How about that? Naughty and MJ and I want, is the FNM seriously allowing Marvin Daines to run for office? How do you feel about that? Forgive me as I've been under a rock for a few weeks.
You've been under a rock. I don't know. Who's been under a rock?
Under a big yellow rock.
The Free National Movement. Marvin Daines is the ratified candidate for the Free National Movement for the Mount Moriah constituency. And yes, I expect his name is going to be on the ballot come election day. So, yeah, he is the candidate.
I mean, shouldn't you ask the same question to the current party, Tudo Texter? Pertaining to the candidate from Fort Charlotte and who he follows on Twitter and X and so on and so forth.
Oh, you going back into the Lincoln thing? Oh, boy.
No, but I'm just saying that if you're a known follower of nefarious characters.
I'm not going down those rabbit holes. Boy, you know what? I expected after that live on Sunday that we would see some mud slinging around this town. And I have a feeling, based on the rally last night, by the way, that things are going to get a lot more this campaign, which has started out, you know, fairly okay as far as campaigns go, is going to get a lot more negative because the tone last night was it was negative. And I got to say, it was a bit disappointing.
And listen, I know, and you're these years, one thing the PLP could do is crack a joke. But boy, when you start cracking jokes on them, fold up all in their feelings, especially their chairman.
The tone of the rally, like I'm trying to watch as many rallies as I can, like the ones that are streamed online. I'm trying to watch as many of them as I can so that I can hear some of the ideas and the big plans. And last night I expected to hear some big plans because it was such a big rally in such a big venue, right? And it looks like it was well attended, but I gotta tell you, I was a bit disappointed because I didn't hear the ideas. I mean, I know that everyone has their stump speech, so we're going to hear about the free breakfast and upskill and campus, which is awesome, the National Guard. But then what's next? Like, what's the next? Because those things are really good. Do not get me wrong. I love those things. But we need some big structural changes. We need some big ideas. We need some vision. And unfortunately, a lot of the speakers last night spent a lot of time like lambasting their opponents and not really telling us what they're going to do. And in the case of one speaker in particular, Mr. Barnaby, not explaining to us how that $141 million was spent. So there was a lot of, a lot of disappointment in terms of actual substance. There was great style, but where was the substance, you know?
No, listen, I'll be honest with you. Let's just jump out the gate with this one. Complete hack by Barnaby, all right? Absolute hack, getting up there pontificating. This on the heels of that total dismissive reply to the reporters, all right? You know, drenched in cowardice because he saw the reporters a mile away and he comes with his preconceived press statement and keeps it moving, mentioned nothing of the $141 million in overages at Beaches and Park. Then he gets on stage last night and has the audacity, to say, I can't stop now. I won't stop now. Which you can't stop.
Well, no, that was strange. All right, so let's just...
But wait, let me just ask this.
Go ahead.
Is it the alleged real estate boom that you've recently acquired? Or is it the alleged jump in one tax bracket to the next in the declarations? Or is it...
Well, politicians have done very well these past 5 years.
But aren't you going to stop? Are you going to stop not answering the Bahamian people? And are you going to finally answer the Bahamian people and let us know where the $141 million in overages at Beaches and Parks went?
So there was a great editorial in The Guardian that kind of spoke to this. I think the word that was used is hubris. You have all of these questions lingering out there. And these aren't, by the way, questions. These go straight to the heart of governance, right? Like how much you value accountability and transparency. You know, how much you value us as a public and as voters responding to very pressing concerns. One pressing concern that has gotten a lot of attention, it's been for months, but it's recently been highlighted with some Guardian of stories, is about the way that our money has been spent, particularly that $141 million that we don't know exactly where it went. We can't see it on the beaches. The beaches are a mess. The parks are a mess. And even though both Mr. Barnaby and I understand the Prime Minister have been asked, you know, to explain this, give the Bahamian people some explanation as to how these cost overruns happened and like, why can't we see the fruits of our labor? And we're given a no comment. And then the other one, like you said, kind of like, sidestepped, danced away from the question. He gets on stage last night, Mr. Barnaby does, who's the executive chairman of Beaches and Parks. And instead of trying to give us some sort of an explanation, you know, even if it's one of those things we scratch our heads and say, nah, we don't believe it, didn't even bother that. I mean, the explanation that he basically gave last night was that everybody's haters and too bad because you can't stop me. Matter of fact, he had a song. I didn't know people were still playing Diddy songs in 2026. But anyway, he comes dancing out to the Diddy song. Nas is on there too. I love Nas. But this is let's let them hear. So here the basic question to Mr. Barnaby is, where's our $141 million? How did you spend it? And this song is his response.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. Been a long time coming. It's life or death with me now. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
Let's go. Do you hate me now?
QB.
But I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
Do you hate me now?
Come on.
But I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now.
That's enough.
Ooh, right, that's enough. So the response, yeah, we don't.
One second, disclaimer. That Diddy tune was only played for journalistic purposes to prove what we're trying to prove in this point that MJ's trying to make. Well, but no way, shape, or form Diddy would get regular rotation on Talking Heads.
So that was the song Mr. Barnaby played. And if you listen to it, it basically says, you can hate me now, but I won't stop now. I mean, really?
So flippant. I mean, that just thumbing your nose in front of the Bahamian people who you work for.
That is so tone deaf, especially since the song goes on to rap about all of the wonderful things that, you know, you have with money and all this kinds of stuff. It is amazing to me that this question about transparency and accountability with our public treasure is being taken so lightly, and we have not gotten a reasonable response. I think the director of communications or the lead communicator for the PLP recently gave an excuse that amounted to the FNM did it, but they did it first. You know what I mean? It's just mind-boggling. And I think Bahamians are tired of this because this is not what we expected. This is not what we wanted. We wanted a government to be accountable. Remember when we came out of the phase that was so terrible under the Minnis administration when it felt like, you know, Dr. Minnis, who had by that time assumed the competent authority role and just basically was, you know, operating like a king, just, you know, giving us decrees and just felt like he wasn't listening, like he was not responsive to the people. We thought we got out of that particular phase. And now we're in a new phase that's not as formalized, but it kind of yields the same results, which is that I'm going to do whatever I want. If you don't like it, too bad, tough luck. And guess what? You can't stop me because I'm going to keep going. What are we supposed to do with that? What are we supposed to make of that?
All right, let's get, what are we? But let's find out from the callers what they make of it. Let's get to this call. Then we'll take the break, flip side of the break, we'll get to the callers on hold, and then we'll get to the text. MJ text fully loaded. So we got lots to talk about. Keep it right where you got it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon.
You know, the text Marvin Dame should be running. His first question is, should the PLP member for North Africa should be running? Because those diamond teams that come out of that court, you know, way. No woman should even go near this sign on the ballot paper, okay? That's the question you should be asking. The PLP member for North Abco, should he be running? That's the first question, right? Now, when he can answer that, then he could continue the other one with Marvin Dean. You'll have a good
day. All right. Thank you so much, caller.
All right. Let's get to the break, flip side of the break. We'll deal with the calls. Texas, I'm coming to you right after that. And MJ and I got lots to talk about. We get through the 4 o'clock and into the 5 o'clock because we still got to talk about no dredging in Exuma with the Integra Project.
I was happy to hear that. I got to tell you, I was happy to hear that.
And a couple other things popped up as well, too, overnight that we have to discuss. In addition to, you know, we're going to wrap up this whole PLP rally last night, talk about a few other things as well, too. But like I said, I don't want to forget, man, at least we got the dredging halted with that Integra Project. To make sure coming up, keep it right where you got it. Let's get to the break.
Put your hands up in times it's hard you stand up. LUP the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.
This Earth Day, something special is happening, and you're invited to be a part of it. Join Guardian Radio 96.9 FM live from the beautiful Bahama on the morning of April 22nd. Tune in as we explore how Bahama is leading the way in sustainability and conservation in the Bahamas. Whether you're passionate about the environment or simply want to learn how we can all do our part, this is a broadcast you do not want to miss. Live from Bahama on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Earth Day morning, April 22nd. Tune in and be a part of the change.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! Bahamas, wake up! All across this nation, time to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas, all money and good money. FNM, we ready. The poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan.
Sabres get rich, now we run the land, while Bohemians catching hell again. Big mansion, because big people walk. All that money and still can't rest. Power hungry, heart can't bless.
All money ain't good money.
Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Sabres County millionaire for them, say no. Fort Charlotte rise, let the truth flow.
All money ain't good money.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, affordable and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our socials. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
KFC,
Movement.
KFC, got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little play for a while. Brioche your bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC, get cheeky with it.
Hey. Taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing their thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for The Buzz by John Shoes.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah!
So long, anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up,
the show goes on.
All right, already the show goes on. All night till the morning, we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up,
the show goes on.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't they that make you mad? They treat you like a slave. Put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit down made me. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. LUP the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, I still never slow my.
Well, we're back at you on the Tuesday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's, wrap up, you know, the PLP rally last night, MJ. Let me get to the text, and then we got some other topics we need to jump on. But first of all, let's get to the phone lines because we got a ton of callers. So let's get to the phone lines first. MJ, you good?
I am good. I'm here.
All right, let's go. Talking Heads.
Good day, MJ, Madam MJ, and the
Naughty Good afternoon.
What's going on, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm trying to address the Minister of Breaches in the Parks after dark. Who on you talking, but they could hate him now. But let him know, we from Mount Moriah and in the Bahamas don't hate people like him, who I just call also the Pied Piper, you see? Because he accounts for the money, and he make a fool of himself last night, and maybe him and his uncle, them, from the Carmichael Development Project, them need to explain all them millions and things with Lady Fashionista and Madam Rolex from Elizabeth, them and thing, and over to them. His uncle, them, with them contract, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, Dennis.
Dennis.
All right, let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Yes, how you doing, Naughty and MJ?
Good afternoon.
MJ, you got a pen and paper? I just put four things on the table, and then I have an IQ test it.
Okay.
Number one, you say, if you think you hate me now, wait till after the second term.
But I won't stop now. Mm.
Right. He tells you what's going to do. He say, he ain't stopping.
Remember that's amazing.
Right. Remember what Miles Monroe said, too, now. Second thing. Miles Monroe made two predictions. He made one on immigration, and his other prediction was on the numbers game. He said they were coming for your government. Mm. Okay? That's a fact. Mm. This is a thing, okay? The third thing, just look at the economy. I know we talk about the $400 million in private contracts, but I want you to consider the probably $1 billion in PPPs that we know nothing about. Then look at the people who's showing you, the few, who are showing you how their wealth has doubled, tripled, whatever, right? So the whole concept where they say we work for the few is being displayed in full color. Just before your IQ test, all you have to decide, and just listen to the PLP, they're not running on their record, they're running from it, plain and simple, because if you had a record, you would have devastated this election. So what they've done was manufacture falsehoods and whatever else. Now for your IQ test, okay? Because this is a PLT question. I want you to imagine that you have a car that is working, functioning, and the little dollars you have, you're maintaining it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody comes up to you and says to you, I have a new car for you, right? It's only going to cost you $250,000.
Okay.
And the payment is going to be $6,000 a month. But, oh, by the way, it doesn't come with an engine. It doesn't come with a windshield. It doesn't come with wheels. It doesn't come with a seat or steering column.
And and the loan agreement is also governed by someone, by that person.
In another
laws?
Country.
Okay,
see, so,
yeah.
Mm. So I guess, yeah. So for the PLPs with that narrative, right, I'm simply saying is that most of us was born at night, not last night. Thank you.
Thank you so much. See, Alan, thank you so much. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Naughty, I think you're muted.
Oh, talking heads.
Hello, good day, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Mary Jane. Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Naughty?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
You had an ad thing just now with Bahama saying that on the 21st, they're going to be celebrating, basically, making our environment better.
I have not seen it.
They played on the radio just now, right? On your station, right? But what's ironic to me, the mere fact that before Bahama put that building up, right, the body of water that's adjacent to Goodman's Bay, that meanders right in front of Bahama, I complained for years, right? The water was literally green. Our water's never green around here. Now it's the color of sewer water. I always said it was sewer water.
And if are you talking about the trench that goes around the golf course?
Bay, look left and tell me what that is. And Bahama is talking about they're making our environment better. And next, I always call and complain about Shirley Street not being paved. The fact that the U.S. Embassy building is there and our foreign affairs minister, he has this, I guess, hatred for Donald Trump because Donald Trump ain't down with his kind of plan, you know, kind of way. But it's a crying shame that Shirley Street ain't get paved. I mean, that's our second downtown road. And this government know what they're doing. You know, they don't want to pave that because of Donald Trump. in the mailbox that, you know.
The caller?
We chose to, where the Chinese embassy is, the road is paved well. Haitian embassy is supposed to be closed. You know, they ain't worrying about that, but the American embassy, you know, it's a crying shame. And that road, I said that road should be called, I'm talking about, change the name of that road. Shirley Street ain't no name for that road. That right now, that road need to change.
What would you like them to call it? What should we call it? What should we call it?
Geopolitical League.
Oh, Lord.
Honestly, because guess what? At one end of the street, and guess what?
Oh,
let me
boy.
Let me look at it location-wise on the map. The east is China. The north is America. And look, the east of Shirley Street is the Chinese embassy. North is the American embassy.
Did he say the geopolitical causeway? Did he say that?
Yeah.
Geopolitical way. That's the name of that road. And you know, at the end of it all, you got Government House. What other better name to put in Shirley Street than geopolitical
route
street?
We can think on that.
That's a good one. I ain't gonna lie. You made me laugh at that one today. That's a good one. Let's get
to that. Before we go, I don't think that the Minister of Foreign Affairs hates Donald Trump. I don't know his personal opinion at all. But I think that, you know, we have to do a good job in many different facets, diplomacy being one of them. I always remember a famous quote that's attributed to Winston Churchill, which says that a diplomat is the person who can tell you to go to hell and you actually look forward to the trip. So I think that that should be the standard, right? That we do handle our diplomacy in such a way as that we get the best results for the Bahamas without looking or, you know, kind of being put in a compromised position. But I take that caller's suggestion. That might be an interesting name for Shirley Street.
I could see President Trump right now. President Trump right now. Why the angst? Why the malice, Mr. Mitchell?
We just have to go a good job.
Person.
Oh, man.
And you shouldn't be conducting yourself as so. This is not conducted. This is not behavior conducive of a minister of foreign affairs.
Oh, man. President Trump has been letting the French words fly recently. I mean, in his speech on Twitter, he's getting...
Let me just say this. Boy. I suggest you take your meds now, you silly septuagenarian, because you don't know what the... you're doing.
But he's a septuagenarian too. What are we doing?
No, the difference is he is a silly septuagenarian. Look at me.
Oh, that's
a sexy savoir-faire septuagenarian who has a hot Russian wife. It doesn't matter if I got her out of the mail order catalog or not. I have a wife and I have fresh Trump sneakers too. Okay?
She's not Russian, but I take your point. All right.
Well, I wish she was because, you know, I love Putin.
All right. We hear you. Oh, boy.
Two calls on the line, MJ. Let's go knock them out. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty and MJ.
Good afternoon.
Two back show hosts, sisters. How are you
guys
doing?
Thank you so much.
Listen,
we're good. Are you good?
I am wonderfully wonderful. You know, talking about Shirley Street being paved, that was supposed to have been paved because I don't know if you remember, they started up in the Montague section. But
okay.
They water and sewage, I think have work to do there. That's the reason why. A lot of roads have to be paved, but you have to remember, because of somebody's water line being so old, remember,
right.
Don't forget Village Road. Water and sewage have to do their work there before they go and pave it. It makes no sense to pave it, and then they have to go and dig it right back up. And there's only one water
part of the
sewage, so... Pardon me?
I think that's part of the psych. I think that's part of the whole... set up, because we've seen Bay Street paved and dug right up. We've seen it go months and get repaired and then paved and now dug right up. I think that's part of the chain, that you pave, you dig, you repave, you dig, and then you pothole up and keep it moving.
No, but remember now, Bay Street wasn't paved, you know. They started to pave it, and then they were stopped by the water and sewage. What they did is they just put a thin layer of tar over it so it wouldn't fall into a hole as far.
No, I remember us discussing that. I remember us discussing that on Talking Heads. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones going on right now.
Yeah. But there's a lot of roads to be paved, you know. So I don't know if they can get to Shirley Street right now, but I know there's a lot that has to be done. A lot of road pavement has to be done right now. There's a lot going on. And you'll get, because I guess the major part of the work, look, I get read for, you know, the usual from back in in the 80s election time road paving thingy. That seems to be the same tactics these set out are doing, because there's a lot going on right now with road paving.
Yeah, no.
A lot of work going on. Even night work and all they're doing, just trying to see how much they could get out before the clock runs out on them.
Thank you so much, caller. I agree. But speaking of... let's get to the other caller.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, good evening, Naughty. How are you and MJ doing, man? This action.
What's going on? Good. Hey, action.
Yeah, I just called to give both of you a shout-out and say thank you for the opportunity you gave me when we were across the street to joke as well. I missed the place. And you guys can as well, because I'll be listening in, man. All the best to you.
Thank you, Action. Lots of love your way. Yeah.
I appreciate all the support over the years, man, and you doing your thing and filling in and allowing me to have a Sunday night with the fam that I hadn't had for years. Listen, I miss you. I miss the crew at Jokers. I miss the comedians, but listen, I don't miss Jokers. Boy, ting sweet with MJ. She got me so sweet in the night action. It is off the chain, babe. I never knew life could be so sweet. I don't miss stand-up comedy one iota. But I'm rooting for you, and I'm rooting for other youngsters coming up the pipeline doing that thing, man. I'm watching from a distance, and you never know when I might pop in like Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, drop a funny, naughty 40, and get out of there. But, yeah, good to hear from you, Action, my brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Action. Always, always.
All right, any more calls there, Mr. Producer? Talking Heads.
Naughty and MJ, I want to get this in, right? I'm going to make this one quick, all right?
Hey,
let's run off at
12:52.
All right, between the hours of 8:30 to like 11, you know, it's a very dangerous. But I just want to say this. Come with me in May, right? I was trying to find out like what's all the narratives, what's all the rhetoric about having an entity coming in and overseeing the elections. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, why would someone have a problem with that? I line up and listen. I really don't get it. It's just a waste of time even discussing it. I welcome them.
Yeah, I think most Bahamians do as well. You know, we welcome the observers. We want to make sure our democracy stays fair and strong.
Yeah, I mean, I welcome the observers as well, too. I don't think there should be any issues with us having observers. That is the protocol around the world, and I don't think it should be any different here. We've had it done before.
And Bahamians have been off as observers in other countries during their elections as well. So, yeah, it's standard business these days.
All right. Listen, MJ, buckle up. Here we go. We're going in.
We're going in because I think we're at a heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Texters, we'll pick you up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Get through all of your texts, and then MJ and I got to talk about a couple other things. Did Pike go off the grid?
Nice put there. Apparently so. So we'll talk about that as well during the 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're gonna break for the news and then we'll be back.
Chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, I still never slow my plans up.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train the help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program
discover a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, and a sense of patriotism.
This program isn't about only the individuals. It is about the country.
Can't hike, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip. Happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on his ride.
KFC, get cheeky with it. Hey. Tastes the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so litty. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onion, sweet onion sauce. Pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! It's all right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Nazi Johnny's, The Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical Gyros.
You was being had, don't they that make you mad? They treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ in your company right up until 6 p.m. 5.08 p.m. is the time. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. All right, MJ, buckle up. Let me jump in with these texts. And then we'll start the parleying of the parlay. All right? But here we go. My goodness. And guess what? Y'all, listen, y'all on your text game today. My goodness. All right. Good afternoon, MJ and Naughty. Zhivago lined up with Nuri again today, 2 days in a row. Wow. Good day, Naughty and MJ.
We're just, listen, we're one big family over here at Guardian, and we're not all going to agree on, varied topics. We're going to have our differences of opinion. But
that's
how it goes.
Let me break it down for the listeners so they know. Just like sports, me and MJ in one part of the locker room, me and MJ over here, Nuri in his part of the locker room, Dwight got his part of the locker room, Zhivago got his part of the locker room. Just like in any
Aaron
too. And you say something I don't agree with, I can yell across the locker room, "Last PS, I don't agree." And they go volley something back. That's all that was.
And playful, the other host banter. As well, yeah.
Playful banter.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. If I was a candidate, I wouldn't have done nothing for the constituency. My job to do, if I win, I would better your community, not fix your house, give you rum and food. You all too thingsy. That's why the politicians in the country treat you the way that it does. You all like ish. Stand up for prosperity, not falsity. I hope that helps you all vulnerable folks out there. Naughty and MJ, where do our tourists come from? Where do most Bahamians travel outside the Bahamas? Who traveled to the U.S. because they thought COVID was going to dead him? Where do most migrants want to go when they land in the Bahamas? Most Bahamian students get scholarships to study, work, and study are usually where? So are we going to let the Gold and Blue Gang disrupt our relationship with the U.S.? ?
Well, I mean, to be quite honest with you, and I know that this started on the weekend when the U.S. Put out some commentary about the hospital there. For them to dropped that particular statement at the time that they dropped it, that I guess especially displeased that this deal with the Chinese government has gone through, you know, but that is the U.S. acting in the interests of the United States. Of course, they're going to do that. I didn't like when, you know, we gave our response to them. All of it is in public. And then China jumped in and, yeah, they can say what they want to say. Like, I don't want all of that. Like, that's like, bring it down just a little bit. At the end of the day, we are a sovereign nation. So if our government decides to go in a particular direction, we as Bahamians have to continue to speak out and let them know how we feel about it. But this is why I say that elections have consequences. Who we elect determines the direction that the country goes in. So we have to keep that in mind as well. We're allowed to have a difference of opinion from the United States. And by the way, a difference of opinion from China. One thing that I do not like about the agreement, I've said this before, so I'll reiterate it, and this is a point that the U.S. leaned in on a bit as well. I mean, how do you have a loan agreement that's governed by the laws of another nation for a Bahamian asset that taxpayers will be responsible for that is situated on Bahamian soil? This is just maddening to me, that part of the deal. You know, if you want to move forward with the hospital, though we may not agree on it, you have the right to do that since you're the elected government. But how dare you sign us up for an agreement that is not governed under international law, which would have been best practice if they don't want to have our Supreme Court be the final arbiter. So I agree with the U.S. on that point, that that loan being governed in China under Chinese law is problematic. A lot of Bahamians have expressed the same opinion. I'm not going to beat the government down for having a different perspective, because that's what it means to be a representative of the people. So they have their different perspective. Now, they were going well in stating their position, even though, like I said, I don't necessarily agree with it. Got a little bit to the end, and it started to take a little bit of a turn there, because it started to go into some waters and muddying it up in a way. I don't think this is a racial issue that the U.S. is standing on right now. It's a geopolitical. You see how the caller said geopolitical way? This is a geopolitical positioning that's happening between the U.S. and China. So where we have where we can make our own decisions and chart our own course, it doesn't mean that we're not a bit smart about how we deal with situations like this. So I get the letter put out there, but let's be effective in our diplomacy. Let's handle some of these things in a better forum, and then let's not add a particular racial invective into our public commentary where none necessarily exists.
Okay, I think that was well put, very eloquent, very brilliant, and that speaks, you know, to you and your political correctness. I think that was well stated. Now, let me break it down from the streets. Good afternoon, my friends at the embassy. Don't let that old man from Fox Hill fool you into thinking he speaks for all Bahamians. I just want to let you know, we are a fan of preclearance, and we are a fan of the dollar being the same equal to America. And me personally, I'm a huge fan of your ambassador, all right, from the University of Georgia to the USFL. And guess who owned the team? The New Jersey Generals were owned by who? Donald Trump and Herschel Walker.
Oh, boy.
And then he went on to the Dallas Cowboys and was the sacrificial lamb that put the Cowboys back to greatness. And I would always love and respect him for that sacrifice that he made, and Jimmy Johnson for pulling the trigger on the trade. I'm glad to see him here. Don't forget the track and field, the U.S. bobsled team. Herschel Walker, I'm a fan of Herschel Walker.
Blazing.
Good ear or bad ear.
What
so
is this?
Please don't let our silly septuagenarian freaking himself out. Cause you're make sure to take it easy and everything cool.
But you said something interesting there about the preclearance, and I just wanted to mention that, you know, our government is also a fan of those visas, because notice they're not keeping the same energy when it comes to the Cuban medical workers. Notice that a little bit of genuflection happening there in that instance. And the reason being is that the U.S. tied that specifically to visas for, you know, public servants and elected officials. Notice when they were threatening to pull their visas, the energy is very different. It's, oh, no, we're working with you. We're waiting for you. Can you tell us now, please, sir, can we bring these Cuban workers in? But then, you know, if it's something that doesn't necessarily directly threaten that right away, then it's like, yeah, no waiting on y'all run. You know, it's just amazing to watch.
All right, let's get to the phone lines, MJ. We got a couple of callers on the line. Talking heads.
Yeah, Nori.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Yeah, Nori had called about geopolitical way. The reason why geopolitical way hasn't been paved, look at geopolitical way good. There are no voters. That PLP woman calling talking old dig up and they had the time because it's pure nonsense. There are no voters on that street. And like I said before, right? It's all Fred Mitchell intentionally tell Brave that, you know, that's what Brave that see Trump in office.
Wait, did we lose the caller?
Move on, right?
Oh.
Now, I want to talk about the disclosure of finance, at least these politicians' money and thing, right?
Okay.
You know, it's ironic and it's sad, right? It's the big chief, right? He's the big chief. He's telling all of them what to do and this and that, right? But when it comes down to disclosing, he ain't make no money. See, that's the problem now. See, it's so clear that it's pure lies and deeper than that, right? The mere fact that these individuals who have all these millions of dollars only want to get in to get siphoned off millions more dollars off the aliens, you know what the real deal is? They can say any. There's no kind of authority to even look into what the reality is of these persons' disclosure. No consequence for anything. That's why they say anything and we just sit by, oh, he has this, he has that. You know what? There should be consequences. And then they don't say what it actually is. They go to jail for 10 years. They're better than no behemoth. Because you know what? They have sufficient money inside their coffers to take care of them in jail. You know
what I mean? Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good call. Let's get to the other calls.
Thank
Talking
you.
Heads.
That's me.
Talking Heads.
All right. Good afternoon, Mary J.
Good afternoon.
All right, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool. Pop here.
Hey,
what's
Papa?
Going on?
Everything cool. Thank God for life. I think I agree with what the opposition say. Not if, when they win. Yeah, we can use the money to fix Princess Margaret, help her with Ryan Memorial, as far as the money could go. All the clinics and stuff like that. Make sure the doctors, especially the NHI doctors, if we could use some of that money, maybe it's inappropriate to do that. But, you know, make sure the hospital have medicine, that the poor people don't have to go there begging to get medicine. So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem when the government change, if we take that money and do something else with it rather than going with that, what I agree with Dr. Sands, and I agree that that's a dumb deal. I think so too. And I think Herschel Walker, them, I think they respect us. Just how we respect them. Most of the times, America, I mean, and even my prime minister, when he catch COVID, he didn't go to China. He didn't go to China to get better. He gone to the United States. So I believe they're high. I think they care about us, although they might have their agenda or whatever. I think they care about us. And I listen to them to the rally. It sounds like the speech, what they're saying now, but the steady on thing. Like, they're rowing us, telling us, like, what we've been doing for the last maybe 20 years is dumb. We got to stop changing the government every 5 years. But when they was in opposition, they was okay with us voting up to F and M and minister them.
Mm.
They even didn't give us no recall system to be able, you know how long we could have moved Keith Bell and others them for doing for it. Before they move him, they promote him and gave him ministry for himself.
Mm.
So I don't buy that with telling the persons that, yes, governance is continued. And if this government do some good things, I think when the government changed in the FNM, when God allowed them to win, I think we should keep all the good things what was being done and improving it. I don't believe in that thing that because the PLP do it or the FNM do it, we should move it. Behemoth people, don't listen to them telling you, but you can't vote with the government in 5 years. You know, if they ain't listening and they're being rude, even with our children, when they be stinking rude, we love them, but we give them a timeout. Did y'all listen to the rally in Exuma the other night?
Yes, I've listened to
Did
that.
Did you hear the prime minister talking to the people in Exuma?
Yeah.
Asking them if they want to move forward or go backward if they want progress. But some people in Exuma was dissing Brave Davis, boy. They was dissing my prime minister. He had to ask them about 20 times. Anyone who get the YouTube or get the tip, go check back. Look at when
Papa
was listening to all too. I love how KB was singing to the FNM rally. Oh, KB, you did it. All you got to sing is too late to apologize now or sorry. That's all. But the people in Exuma, in spite of things and what happened, it sounds like a lot of things they piss off or mad with this my PLP government for doing in the last 5 years. So I wouldn't be surprised, in spite of Chester being a good person and all that stuff, if they vote for the lady who running for the Free National Movement, they say, who daughter that is? The former member of the PLP?
Wow.
You're familiar with her? That's Miss Ferguson or something?
I mean, I didn't know she was the former daughter of a former PLP. I didn't know that portion of it.
What's that name, Gombe Village? What's that name? What, you remember the man who was pushing for Gombe Village?
Mr. Moxie?
What's the name of this? They didn't do
Mr. Moxie.
You know my man?
Yeah, Mr. Moxie. Yeah.
I think that's his daughter running Exoma.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
But Papa, I want to tell you something, Papa. Listen. You keep speaking truth to power, okay? Just how I mash up my Cowboys when they do fool, and I mash up Jerry Jones when they do fool, you mash up your PLP when they do fool, all right? And don't let nobody call and put you off course. Continue to do what you need to do. That's your party, right hard for it. I'm a long-time PLP, but I'll be honest with you, man, in the spirit of Roddy Monk, for this go-round, I might be voting F&M as a PLP.
You question me one. Tell you what they tell me. They tell me I'm just a good PLP, but I know PLP. Not the Mitch fellow, the next one, who's the vice chairman, that Brady Camp fellow. He calls Chicago today and tells Chicago, say, Papa, you know, PLP, I know that make me not a PLP because I mightn't pay dues for 10 years. But when I vote, I was voting PLP, and I still ready to vote PLP. But like I say, we have children. We still have our children. When they be ruled, we give them a timeout, and I think my party need a timeout. Y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you so much,
my Papa. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
My brother and sister, good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, boy. That was for you, MJ. I just love how you say that. Listen, the dogs on the street. And let's get very succinct here. You know, the decorations. A very interesting question was asked in the group that I'm in. And that question was, who authenticates that these declarations these politicians put in are the actual they are declaring? That's the first thing. What official agency has that? The second part that is so interesting, it is so interesting that every time the declarations comes out, certain politicians or MPs, their declarations is never reflected in the public domain for us to actually see what is it that they're, if they're, what their assets are, because we don't know. They never reflect a declaration from these MPs. I thought it was mandatory for them to declare and for their declarations to be shown publicly. But certain MPs, I guess they feel that it doesn't apply to them. They're above the law, that their assets must not be declared. Isn't it constitutionally that they are supposed to declare and it becomes public?
It should be happening. I haven't checked the Gazette for the past ones. If you guys are keeping an eye on the Gazette, some things have been updated recently. But no, I totally agree with you, because it would be better for us to see, you know, every year how their net worth increases, as opposed to just looking back 5 years and all of a sudden we see these really, really big jumps and we have no...
Exactly. So what is the true purpose then behind the declarations? Why are they made to declare?
Yeah, we got to put more pressure. I'm going to be honest with you. There's not going to be a lot of political will from some sides to make sure it gets done. But we as the people, we have to put more pressure on them. It is ridiculous.
Well, all I'm going to say, and I'm going to end on this, you know, the number one target for not declaring or us not seeing his declaration, we got to go up east, around, you know. You guys know, because I mentioned it to Naughty, it's kind of interesting that this person does, his declarations don't seem to be reflected in all of the other names in the grouping and the listing that has declared. So we're waiting to see what his declarations truly declare, being a senior member of the current governing party, as well as senior politician. He should be declaring. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeff. Naughty, you know who he's referring to? Sorry.
Jeff and I talk about a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
no,
everybody should have declared by now. I mean, it should have been. I checked the Gazette. Looks like just there's one person that I can't find, but I'm going to look it over again before I ask what this declaration is, because I do see one person appears to be missing. But honestly, those declarations were very hard to read in the paper, so I'm going to look at the gazetted copies and see if I can find him in that.
Naughty, MJ, did the invitation go out to the U.S. government or an organization in the USA? Naughty, after hearing the increased net worth of what these politicians have in their accounts after one term, net worth after these politicians have in one term is unbelievable. I feel that everyone Bahamian who receives an income of $30K an annual or less and who does not receive any government contract, I feel that income in government should post at least $2K a year on every Bahamian account. That is not good for undecided voters.
Mm.
Mr. Caribbean know-it-all don't have the answer on behalf of Bahamians, so he needs to check himself. He's one to watch. Hey, Naughty, I won't even waste my time voting. I actually have a trip booked to Tampa on Election Day. I will be
sitting.
No.
No.
I hope it's bad.
Refundable ticket.
Yeah, a refundable ticket. I hope it rains. You can't travel. So if you're running off to Tampa, go carry all your problems to Tampa. Don't come back home and bellyache and moan and complain. If you don't vote, you lose your voice.
I need every Bahamian that can vote to vote. I mean, just for our democratic process, the last election, the turnout was really low. We were in the 65%. And that is not where we want to be as a country. We traditionally have had an awesome turnout. We've been like the jewel of the region in terms of our high voter turnout. And I don't want this year, a non-COVID pandemic era election, to be anywhere near that 65%. So please, Bahamians, please. I know that, you know, some of us think that it's useless to put our voices in it, but please get up. Please get up and go out and vote, okay? Your country needs you. We complain about this country a lot, but there are moments in time where the country relies on its citizens to stand up and to say, okay, we're going to participate in this very important democratic process. I've told you guys before, if you leave it and only the bases of these parties vote, then why do they have to govern for all of us? They don't. But if all of us come out, if we have huge turnouts, if we let our voices be known regularly in large numbers, then they will realize, these politicians will, because don't mind them standing up on that stage, you know, playing all Billy Bad and all this kind of stuff. If they know that enough of us are watching them, listening to them, and are actually going to hold them accountable, then that flips the dynamic totally. So I need every Bahamian out that's eligible to vote and registered to vote to go out there and please, please, please let your voice be heard. I don't care which party you vote for. Just participate in the process.
All right. And Tampa, if you do make it out on your trip, man, well, safe travels and enjoy two martinis, one for me and one for MJ. Naughty, there has to be a lot of these affidavit processing. Mr. Pintard will give me $1,000 a week for the next 5 years. OMG, Naughty and MJ, how come no one is talking about how Sabath's motorcade knocked down a pedestrian yesterday with a big giant truck? Not sure if the person was alive or dead.
Oh boy, that was unfortunate. Someone did send me a video online. That is very unfortunate. I hope that person is doing okay. But yeah, you got to be careful. Y'all be getting all excited. You got to be very careful with these motorcades and these huge buses now that are part of the election process, you know?
Naughty and MJ, that soccer seat capacity I remember is only 2,000 or 5,000. It could be 2K. Google it. It's listed as 3,097. MJ, I'm busy. I know MJ listening to Zivago Lang. He said the stadium, some parts the seats was full and some parts the seats were empty in the stadium. That's true. They denied the F&M and COI for using the biggest parks. Why so? Why are they scared of the F&M and their big crowds? Great show, yeah, as usual, Naughty and MJ. The Speaker of the House said she never sold one hot dog. Naughty, who started that lie? But I don't know.
What?
I know the MP for Fox Hill is scared of 100% beef, baby.
You know what? You need to just stop. Oh, boy. So the Speaker said she wasn't in that business. Sorry, I'm just trying to be clear on that. She said she was never a food salesperson. I mean, food wow, okay. Yeah, food vendor.
Boy, Naughty and MJ, I tell you, these people is putting name on people. Good afternoon. What happened to Kirk Cornish? ? Naughty, there has to be a lot of complaints. This leads to these illegal documents. Will the PLP allow about the leader of the governing party to run, considering, according to the Bahamian court, he has stole a widow of multi-$1 million inheritance?
Oh boy, I can tell you that if you're looking for like a spa day, just stay tuned. We're gonna have enough mud soon. Everybody get a facial. Wow.
And after the mud, you want some manure for fertilizer? That some of that'll be around.
Wow, we're gonna have all of that because it's just slinging and flinging everywhere.
So those people who oppose the U.S. observing our elections, are they assured that the U.S. also helps in monitoring our borders against illegal immigration, also provided financial support and vehicles in our fight against crime? I'm not a fan of the U.S., but make it make sense, please. Mikhail Barnaby sounds like Diddy. Can't stop, won't stop. He's
well, that's
go.
What he said. You could hate me now, but I won't stop. Now, this is a man who should be telling us where our money went. Instead, that is the flippant response we get. You can hate me now. And listen, telling you in advance, but I won't stop now. Crazy stuff.
Nardi and MJ, thank you for calling out Nuri. He was really out of order this morning. Thank you. And we was only joking. I was only joking. You know, that's what you call busting chops. We need every observer in the world for this upcoming election. Agreed. The best part of soccer meeting last night was the dude who did the victory sign behind Sebastian, and he taught him the crowd sign. Yes, that was hilarious. And then taught him to leave the stage. Mm. Usually give him a free breakfast to concentrate. No, I know what that dude say. I tell me we can put more on my island luck account, man.
Oh,
you only
it.
Pay for two fingers. You ain't pay for the other two to make the crab. You only get but, the V, not the crab and the V.
You know what? But on a serious note, speaking since we popped back to the rally, I really wish, like I said, we had heard more plans last night instead of just like all of this. Oh, this with the people. I'm really surprised that the prime minister is trying to maintain this position that a national be beneficial to the Bahamian people, but a lottery by the same name numbers is great for, you know, a select few private individuals. Like, I don't understand, you know, the cognitive dissonance going on there, because first of all, it was a progressive Liberal Party that legalized, you know, web shop gaming in this country and these small ball lotteries. So they had no problems then when the money that was to be made in that industry was going to flow to a select group. They had no problems. You weren't hearing them talk about lottery itself in these nefarious terms. You know, you're talking about cleaning people out. Is that what you're saying, that you allowed and ushered in 10 years ago? The opportunity to clean people out because the government is doing it, then it's going to be a problem? And how does that sound? It's okay for private persons to be in this business and make all of this money, but if the government that actually represents the people of the country wants to get involved and then the profits will actually benefit the people, then that's a problem. This position that he's trying to hold on to with this lottery is untenable, and it makes him look very, just not on the ball at all, pun intended, by trying to maintain that there's a problem with a national lottery. Meanwhile, the guy that has, some $200 million in his bank account and family trust is standing right behind you grinning. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, the position on the lottery, and that's one of the things that he's been highlighting. I would prefer to hear better plans for the future. One of the things I thought was also interesting, speaking of plans for the future, was Mr. Monroe last night talking about how tough they're going to get on immigration in the next term. Well, for months we've been told that you're already tough. There's no problem with tolerance. But the next term, like, some of these positions just don't make a lot of sense to me. And I wish that, they would think about it a little bit more, because Bahamians are certainly thinking about it. And we recognize when, you know, you're trying to play us at this point, literally trying to play us.
All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. MJ, we got 1,000,001 texts to get to. And we got some more calls to get to. But we got to talk about Pike going off the grid. That's not getting out of here today. We got to talk about that. And I wonder why certain parts of New Providence and the West been out for 30 hours. And I wonder why.
The West has been terrible. Bad.
All right, so let's get to that break. Flip side of the break, MJ, and I'll be right back. We'll get to the text, we'll get to the calls, and we'll talk about Pike going off the grid. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by their threats, then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate, Travis Robinson.
Fight y'all and stand up! to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sabas, all money ain't good money. FNM, we ready. Hey, hey, hey. Brave say he love the poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan. Save us get rich, now we run the land, while Bohemians catching hell again. Big mansion, big car, big top, but can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't race. Power hungry, heart can't bless.
All money ain't good money.
Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Save us county million, FNM say no. Fort Charlotte rise, let the truth flow.
All money ain't good money.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place.
Is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kana's in the building.
Yeah! All right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads, and Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Excuse me, let me jump right into the text. And we got a ton of them. Good afternoon. Politicians prefer to disrespect their fellow countrymen rather than present plans to improve my daily life. That's why I ask for face-to-face debates. Either we will get some real plans for progress or a primetime fight. Everyone bad in the crew, but Church Mouse, man, they solo the creep. There's another one. Hubris. This is what I texted on Friday. The dangerous thing about these guys with financial influence is they believe the law doesn't apply to them. They have shown us as much for decades. Sabas told us years ago already, consider himself a cabinet minister. What kind of mind says it to be true? Or worse, exercises influence to make it true. The law doesn't apply to me. It is the definition of hubris. We do not need that in the House of Assembly.
Can I just say something? Because they mentioned our constituency, one of the candidates. So I also waited last night to hear him give some sort of, you know, like there were no plans last night, no big plans. It's just I'm going to do big things. We're going to go high, but I'm not hearing specifics about what this means to go higher. And I thought it was interesting. You know, the whole tone of last night was very defensive from him. Of course, thousands of Bahamians watched that live on Sunday that I could say he precipitated with his challenge to Lincoln Bain over the 5 million still waiting. And we haven't heard a real serious response about the things that Bain and the COI put out there. They gave us a lot of information about, you know, some of Mr. Bachchan's purported companies and the way that he reportedly has structured some of his assets. I haven't heard a serious rebuttal to what Bain put out there. And I find it interesting that now from the rally stage, we're hearing about after you challenge the man and the man come put all your business, including your family, personal passports out there on the streets. Now it's a distraction. No, what's a distraction is all of these negative things we're hearing instead of actual plans. And I agree with the texter that talks about hubris, because one thing that I cannot understand is how our leaders who we elect and put in these positions and are supposed to be accountable to us think that it's okay to just, I mean, they kind of flipped us the proverbial, flipped us the bird last night figuratively by saying, hey, you know, too bad if y'all hating on the fact that I'm so successful. I got $700,000 in cash in my account. Too bad if y'all hating on that. Hating on the fact that $141 million is not accounted for properly. And too bad for y'all, because I'm going to continue on my way. We weren't getting any responses to the big questions out there, and we weren't getting any big plans. So, I mean, I don't know how much longer I'm going to continue to watch these rallies. I don't like feeling disrespected as a voter. I think that a lot of people in this country can forgive governments that make mistakes, but governments that carry on like they absolutely do not answer to the people, that is a problem. That's a problem for me.
Naughty, MJ, the PFP has precious little of a racket to run on. And MJ, hence I concur with you with your astute observation that very little visionary projects are being highlighted. Look like the PM and his boys highlighted. This is a new text now. Look like the PM and his boys just wake up with Pintard on their mind. Honestly, robot need a drag foot to swag walk like Pintard. He's the man. He's the man. Beaches and parks contractors have not been paid for over a year and a half.
Unbelievable.
Barnaby should be ashamed of himself.
So add that to the mix, right? Add to the mix that not only has this particular sector gone over their budget, like just repeatedly, almost acting like there is no budget, right? They just blow past it. In the first year, okay, you go past your budget. Maybe you didn't account properly for what, you know, what needs to be done on a regular basis. But how is it that every year from year one to now that you just blow past the budget, do not care, offer up a flimsy excuse of, oh, the other people used to do it too, when you said you were going to do something different and better and be more accountable to the people. And then we call you a corner, we doing what we do, and you can hate on it all you want, but I'm not going to stop. Like, what is that? How is that ever acceptable?
Question, Naughty and MJ, why was Sabas allowed to nominate? When will contractors be paid? Ministry of Work still giving out contracts as we speak. But they ain't paying the contractors they already owe money to. Corruption is so deeply embedded into this country that nobody can point fingers. Our political ideology is that of high schoolers, basketball fans, my team, your team. This as a country we are clowning. This a country we clowning with.
Mm.
Why can't we get an explanation as to where the money went from beaches and parks? But question, why do y'all think that Brave always talking about Pintard on stage when he doesn't study him? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah, I want to get some plans, big plans.
MJ and Naughty, do you see the implications of Barnaby playing that song of a notorious convicted abuser without remorse? Let that be the only message needed by the public from Barnaby. What does it all also say about the senior leadership on the PRP, that such a song and a message was allowed to be given to the public? Given the public the middle finger, or Brave is too weak to control and steer the team. And
great point.
Why the country is how it is.
Because I wondered, go ahead. Text.
No, I just remember when this show first started, somebody asked me what would be the downfall of the PLP. I said, listen, Brave is popular. This is like a boxing match. Brave is popular. He's the head. It's no point to attack the head because he's popular. That's going to be hard to take out. But what you do is you attack the body. That means the minister. And Prime Minister Davis picked a bubkiss cabinet. There's a lot of cabinet ministers that leave a lot to be desired. Barnaby is one of them. Well, he wasn't a cabinet minister, but he had the portfolio for beaches and parks. And a lot of those selections have come back to haunt Mr. Davis. And right now, clearly some bad choices were made.
And I think it was interesting. One of the speakers talked about, for example, they talked about how the Free National Movement was bringing back the same. The Free National Movement has 70% fresh faces, 30% experienced, politicians. The PLP is quite the opposite. They have got 70% around that figure of incumbents running. Like, they hardly, you know, changed anyone, even though we can see many people who are not effective, and they got 30% fresh faces. And even those fresh faces don't look so fresh now with a lot of mud on them. So I don't get that whole,
And here's the funny thing, MJ.
Hey.
Here's the funny thing. Definitely members should have been taken
some
over.
Some people shouldn't be there. You know, I can make a here it argument is. For five of them that shouldn't be there running. At least five, for sure.
And it goes back to the majority of them are back. That is the body. You attack the body, the hands fall, and down goes the head. Why do you think the PM put his picture on everybody's billboard? To remind them, focus on the head. Don't worry about the body. Focus on the head. Well, no, attack the body. That's where the deficiencies are. And everything will come crumbling down, just like in boxing. Customer.
Yeah, but attack if it's a legitimate, like if they're legitimately not performing well. And I think it's fair to say that many of them have not been performing well. And their reluctance to even answer the behemoth, like this attitude of, so what, just put us back, or our base is going to usher us back in, and that'll be it. We'll continue to do things. I mean, this is no kind of a feeling of, you know what, I have an accountability to the Bahamian people. We can't function like this. We can't have a country where our government basically acts like it is, you know, immune to even any kind of accountability to the people. Like, that is not a democratic government at that point. When you just do whatever you want to do, you don't care how people feel. And then when asked serious questions, you just either ignore it or you taunt us and say, so what? It's a very strange posture. And I wondered about how comfortable the Prime Minister was during Mr. Barnaby's speech last night, because it was really a shameful way to address the Bahamian people when you fail to answer really pertinent questions. I don't know if the Prime Minister was necessarily comfortable, but like some people have said, you know, you have to look at him as someone who should be correcting these things. But he stays silent, so he's going to now have to be judged with the rest of his, you know, colleagues.
All right, let's get this last call. We'll get, we'll touch on the whole Pike situation. And obviously we have open lines tomorrow on Wednesday, and I think we do have a special guest. If not, lines will be open full show. We'll touch on that some more. And, of course, we got other things to talk about, all right? So at the end of the day, let's get this call in, and then we got some more text to get to before we get out here as well, if we got time. Talking Heads.
Hey, yeah, bless. Good afternoon, Donnie and Mary Kay.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Listen, my question is, what did we pay Dr. Victor Johnson? Wasn't he the one who was responsible for ensuring that these declarations, that the MPs' declarations are made every year?
Yep, there's a salary going out.
You see, Mary Jane, the fact is that we have checks and balances, you know.
Yeah.
We have an auditor general. As I said this morning, when was the last time that you heard that an audited report was tabled in the House of Assembly?
Not as much as we heard in the past, that's for sure.
You know, Mr. Bonnery's... Mr. Raming said that the Mr. Bonham requested an audit. And that should do the auditor general. I remember when Mr. Bastian was there. You know, there was frequent reports being tabled.
Yeah, so Mr.
whoever
Chance
they
Bastian.
Have these political appointees, you are being paid to audit these governments. Accounts, they should be audited every year or every 6 months, and so on and so forth, so that you can have a proper accounting of the government monies. But we are, you know, we are just so slack, and anything that buck up goes, and we keep doing the same thing over and over.
I think that's Cooper, not Johnson, you were referring to.
Oh, Cooper, Mr. Cooper. Well, whoever it was, you know, he said that his computer wasn't working and this and that and all kind of things like that. But you know, you are being paid, and how is it? You know, even if I had $700,000, I wouldn't have put that down on no paper. You know,
well, you can't lie, isn't it? Wow.
You know,
I hear you.
Come on, man. I get no. 1,000, you got 700. That ain't right, Mary Jane. It ain't right. Lord, you know it ain't right.
All right, good stuff, man.
We don't know how some of these, because there were some explanations, I think, published in one of the dailies today where some people tried to explain some of it, you know, and so the thing about it is not all of them have done it. And we need a mechanism that's actually activated that maybe does do more of an audit. I think they may have to do some bank letters with some of these, but we need an audit. It doesn't have to be, because, you know, people inflate their assets a little bit. But my thing is to just be able to write down anything and just anything goes, that's not effective for the Bahamian people.
All right, texters, sorry to disappoint, but you all hit me up with 110 texts today. Now, I managed to get through as many as I could. When we come on tomorrow, I will save them. I'll revert to some. I made a mark. I know exactly where we left off. MJ and I will try to pick some of them up tomorrow during the open line on Wednesday. But real quick, one thing I want to address, and obviously I want to pick up on it tomorrow as well. But my God, what is going on with the power in the West? I just got an update. Power has gone back off out there again now.
Oh, boy.
In certain areas. Now, this is ridiculous.
It is bad.
And there was a lot of dollar whining and pump faking, and nobody gave us a straight answer, even though we heard the allegations, we heard the reports, we heard testimonies, but obviously we had to prove it. But now here we are on the 21st, and Pike has pulled out.
Yeah, I love
from that tragic situation where their co-worker was killed by a Bahamian police officer, an inspector no less, and here we are. Now, where do we go from here?
That sounds like it was part of it. The reporting that we're seeing today indicates that a lot of the workers left after that very unfortunate incident. And maybe there's some other things happening in the background with this particular company as well. But I think that we do need questions answered. We still have a Ministry of Energy, right? That's still there in supposedly caretaker mode. So they need to take care of this situation and help us understand exactly what's happening. As you mentioned, we've had Bahamians that live in the western part of New Providence that have been without power. They're basically where it's like, okay, you go on for a little bit and now you be off for 10 hours. And boy, we need to relieve these threats. So you all got to go down for... It's a lot that's happening right now. Many unanswered questions. I understand that we now have some Bahamians that are taking the lead at Bahamas Grid. And that is, you know, it's always good to see Bahamians get positions that maybe they should have had all along. But right now we need to figure out what's going on, because the power situation out west is not good. It's really bad.
All right. So, boy, MJ, 5:54 p.m. is the time. Woo! It's a long one today. And we still got lots to talk about. But this obviously tells us that Bahamians do care about the country. Bahamians do care about Bahamians. And Bahamians want the best moving forward. So I think we can definitely say that the Bahamas is woke. It's awakened politically, that everybody's talking about something. Issues are now being pushed to the forefront. This is going to be a very interesting election over the next 2 weeks. The lead off and lead up is definitely going to be very interesting. She may make quite the day, May 12th.
Yeah, I think Bahamians are generally very patient people. But if you, like, act disrespectfully towards us. What a service to our country to allow any government to think that they're not accountable. We'd be doing a disservice to our Constitution to let any candidate just flaunt the Constitution and nominate without declaring if they need to declare. I mean, there are some things that we all as Bahamians, regardless of party, need to stand up and defend.
And country comes first. And at the end of the day, after matriarch, we all go back to being Bahamians. But at the end of the day, you have your God-given right to vote, and you need to choose what works best for you. And the voice of the people is the voice of God. I think when you mix disrespect with arrogance, it's a recipe for disaster. Who the cap fit, let them wear it.
Well, you could hate me now, but I won't stop now. Amazing.
And on that note, for MJ, this is Naughty. For Mr. Producer, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
The show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on all night. All right, all right. The show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up.
KFC, you got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little flavor wild. Frito chips on this ride.
KFC, get cheeky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing their thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get cheeky with it.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale, May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.